Hello, and welcome to Morning Prayer at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Edison, New Jersey. Today is Saturday, and we're in the season after Epiphany. In this season, we hear about the start of Jesus' ministry, from his baptism until he turns to make his way to the cross. We begin our time of prayer in silence. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Give glory to God, our light and our life. O come, let us worship and praise. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving, and raise a loud shout to the Lord with psalms. For you, Lord, are a great God, and a great ruler above all gods. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. In your hands are the caverns of the earth. The heights of the hills are also yours. The sea is yours, for you made it, and your hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by a Son. A reading from Matthew chapter 4. Now when Jesus heard that John had been arrested, he withdrew to Galilee. He left Nazareth and made his home in Capernaum by the sea, in the territory of Zebulun and Naphtali, so that what had been spoken through the prophet Isaiah might be fulfilled. Land of Zebulun, land of Naphtali, on the road by the sea across the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And for those who sat in the region of the shadow of death, light has dawned. From that time, Jesus began to proclaim, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." As he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. And he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fish for people." Immediately they left their nets and followed him. And as he went on from there, he saw two other brothers, James, son of Zebedee, and his brother John, in the boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. And he called them. Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Jesus went throughout all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. Jesus begins his ministry by moving from the village of Nazareth to the village of Capernaum, which is right on the shore of the Sea of Galilee. His message is simple: repent, for the kingdom of God has come near. And that is the truth. When Isaiah, inspired by the Holy Spirit, spoke 700 years before Jesus of a day when the people of Galilee would see the light of God once again shining among them, he was speaking in a time and of a people when this region had lost it all. The land, the promise, their connection to God, the people scattered throughout the nations, trampled over by the Gentiles, and their fellowship among God's people, all of these things, they were all destroyed. And yet the Lord remained faithful and promised to gather God's people together once again, to call them out of their darkness and into the light of a renewed relationship with God. They would be welcomed, God promised, into the fellowship of the kingdom of God once again. Now Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, has arrived in that very region. The kingdom of God has come near, just as God had promised. And so it is time to turn around, to change our minds, to put our trust in Jesus as he calls us, to gather now around the light of his presence, which is the presence now of God in the world. It is God's faithfulness and God's steadfast love that announces through the Anointed One forgiveness, life, salvation. It all comes to us now in Jesus' name, and it invites us to follow him This is another way to look at it and understand the big picture of what is going on when Jesus calls his first disciples. This isn't just about a rabbi going out to gather some students to learn his teaching, or even to teach them how to teach others. This is more than an assembling of a number of people who will bear witness to all that Jesus says and does. Now, all of that is true, of course, but it is also still larger than that. This is the Lord our God, gathering now around Jesus the Christ, a new and renewed humanity, for a new and renewed earth. That gathering in, that forgiving and renewing, has extended all the way to us. We too have been welcomed into the fellowship of God's kingdom. This is our call to discipleship too. In our baptism, Jesus calls us to leave the world as it was, to be raised up to new life in the kingdom that has come near in Jesus. So now we follow Jesus, and we learn from him, and we bear witness to him and to the work of the Spirit among us. And when we do that, we are doing what the disciples of Jesus and the citizens of God's kingdom have done now throughout the centuries. We've joined in the fellowship of God's kingdom to shine the light of God's love and grace and the invitation to God's new world to the whole world. In Jesus' name. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Blessed are you, Lord, the God of Israel. You have come to your people and set them free. You have raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of your servant David. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. Through your holy prophets, you promised of old to save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us, to show mercy to our forebears and to remember your holy covenant. This was the oath you swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship you without fear, holy and righteous before you all the days of our life. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. And you, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare the way, to give God's people the knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Mighty God of mercy, we thank you for the resurrection dawn, bringing the glory of our risen Lord who makes every day new. Especially we thank you for the sustaining goodness of your creation, for the new creation in Christ and all gifts of healing and forgiveness, for the communion of faith in your church, for the gift of relationship with others. For who else, for what else are we thankful? Merciful God of might, renew this weary world. Heal the hurts of all of your children, and bring about your peace for all in Christ Jesus, the living Lord. Especially we pray for the Church of Jesus Christ in every land. We pray, gracious Father, for your holy Catholic Church. Fill it with all truth and peace. Where it is corrupt, purify it. Where it is in error, direct it. Where in anything it is amiss, reform it. Where it is right, strengthen it. Where it is in need, provide for it. Where it is divided, reunite us. For the sake of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. And most high and holy God, pour out upon us your one and unifying Spirit, and awaken in every confession of the whole Church a holy hunger and thirst for unity in you, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and our Lord. Lord, we also pray for those who govern the nations of the world, for people in countries ravaged by strife and warfare, for those who are sick, in body, in mind, in spirit, and for those who are mourning and grieving, for all who care and bring healing, your health, your healing, and for all who comfort those who mourn and grieve, for all who work for peace and international harmony, and for all who strive to save the earth from carelessness and destruction. For who else, for what else do we pray? We give thanks to you, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all harm and danger. We ask that you would also protect us today from sin and all evil, so that our life and our actions may please you. Into your hands we commend ourselves, our bodies, our souls, and all that is ours. Let your holy angels be with us, so that the wicked foe may have no power over us. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom, and teach us to pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless you now and forever. Amen. Go forth into the world to serve God with gladness. Be of good courage, hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted, support the weak. Help the afflicted, honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Thanks be to God.